On WZOE, this is Paul Baumley as we're continuing the Greatest Comeback series. I have Quinta Nassiger from Blooms at 14 Elm Place in Princeton. So first of all, Quinta, thanks a lot for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
It is great to have you aboard. And yeah, Blooms is a people and flowers, they know where to go. You can go to bloomsonelm.net. Of course, you've got a phone number that people can get in touch with you as well, 815-915-8537. And yeah, online, again, at Blooms on Elm. You also have a Facebook page, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, tell us what your hours are right now. And what people can do if they want to maybe send something nice to someone.
So our regular hours are Monday we're here 10 to 3, and the rest of the week we're here 9 to 5, and Saturday 10 to 3 as well. And we're available for delivery in Princeton and the surrounding area as well. And people have been pretty mindful of trying to think of people that can't get out or see other people and sending things to them, which has been really nice to see. It really brightens people's day, their day, you know, kind of uplifting a little.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how can you go wrong with flowers? Now, how have things been as far as with the whole coronavirus situation? Was there a point that you had to close down for a little while like most businesses did?
There was never a point that we were completely closed. We were closed to the public coming in the shop. You could call, email, you know, messenger, any of those types of avenues, you know, to get in touch with us. We could take orders and deliver them or do curbside pickup, but we could not have, you know, people in the shop shopping or whatnot until the things started to, you know, things started to lift and open up again.
Right, right. And how has business been since things opened up again?
Good, good. I mean, there have been some, you know, things that it has really affected the wedding industry. You know, people are postponing weddings, you know, another year off, you know, hoping in hopes that things do lift and are, you know, better. And, of course, we didn't have any proms for the high schools or dance recital. Some of those are kind of major hits to the floral industry as far as, you know, our income and sales.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say that would probably be the biggest detriment to the business.
I'd imagine maybe to maybe a lesser extent, but also as far, well, funerals.
Yes, those are just starting a little bit more, people sending things, but yeah, that's another hard one. People would send to their homes some, but yeah, to the funeral homes as much as, you know, but they are starting to do more of that now.
Okay, so if somebody stops on by at Blooms, again at 14 Elm in Princeton, Elm Place, do they, I assume that you're doing the social distancing and the masks?
Yes. Yes, we do ask that people wear a mask when they come in and, you know, keep a distance while they're in the store.
What would you say, Quinta, is your biggest seller? I mean, do you get a lot of people buying roses or just maybe a plant for a friend? I mean, what's number one on the
I would say fresh mixed arrangements are really popular, more of a unique, you know, mix and design, along with plants. Those are probably my two biggest sellers that people come in for.
Okay, yeah, I could definitely see those being big, no doubt. Okay, I got to ask you this because I admit, I am not much when it comes to, like, growing things. I don't have a green thumb. I end up wrecking more things than I actually grow. But I know a lot of people, I have friends who love planting the plants every year. They love flowers. And you know what? A lot of them actually talk to the plants. Now, you can tell this to me because this is just between you and me. No one else has to know. But do you talk to your plants?
Not so much. No. No.
Okay. All right. Just wondered because, like I said, I know that some people do. And actually, they say it kind of is good for your health. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to get like a plant or something. I don't know.
I have to think on that one.
I'm looking at your website here, and you've got a lot of great pictures here, some gorgeous arrangement. And say somebody has an event coming up, and mm-hmm. and they want some flowers for it. And do they need to give you a huge advance notice, or is it something that they can? I mean, do you get many people running in last second saying, "Help me"?
Oh, you have a little bit of both, I think. Most people are kind of prepared. You know, a week or two ahead is good, but the week of it happens, and we can make it work.
Okay, so if a guy runs in there and says, oh no, it's my anniversary, if I don't get roses for my wife, I'm going to get a frying pan in the head or something like that.
yeah.
Can you take care of somebody in a situation like that?
Oh, sure. Sure. We have it happen.
So what are some other suggestions that you'd have for like folks who maybe want to brighten someone's day as far as, again, an arrangement like you were saying? What are some mm-hmm. popular flowers to put into an arrangement?
Oh, let's snapdragons, liatris, carnations, roses, protea, stock, lilies. There's all sorts of different nice mix, different colors, bright and cheery.
When it comes to flowers, are there like more expensive flowers as compared to other ones, or are they pretty much all kind
definitely.
Of the same?
And price can vary, and you know, how long some flowers last longer than other flowers, that type of thing. So sometimes people want something that's a little lasting, so you use different types of flowers for that. Other people want more unusual or different flowers, just kind of on the person and what they're, looking for.
Okay, so now how long has blooms, how long have you had blooms?
It was 2 years this past March.
And what made you, what prompted you to open a flower shop?
Well, I have two teenage daughters that kept telling me I needed to do it, and one is actually off to college now, and the other is a senior in high school. And I know that they felt mom needed to do something for mom, and really kind of gave me the nudge to do it. And just kind of happened. So,
have you always been a flower person?
Well, I went to floral design school in Chicago back in the early 90s, the American Floral Academy, the American Floral Academy, and it's actually no longer there. It was on the south side of the Loop, downtown in Chicago. So I did that years ago, and then I did it for a little while, had children, and then I, was home with them for, a number of years, and so kind of back and forth and part-time, and now it's full-time.
It really is an art form, is it not, in making arrangements look beautiful?
There's hopefully a little bit of design to it. It depends on the style of arrangement. I mean, some things don't take a lot of design, but some, I tend to like something with a little more catch to it, to your eye, and I think it makes it more interesting.
Have you ever had someone ask you for something really strange that you just couldn't deliver on, like polka dot roses
like
or something?
Black flowers, I just can't. No. I won't do it.
You can't do black flowers?
No.
Not even like a gag, like black roses for somebody's 40th birthday or anything?
Yeah, somebody wanted something, certain colors, and black was in it, and I was like, no, I can't do that. I'm not a fan of spraying flowers, colors. I just don't think it's natural looking at all.
Right, right. You're. I can totally see your point. That's for sure. Now, are you a local gal? I mean,
Yes. So my parents moved back to the Princeton area when I was 2.5, 3. My father was from the Putnam area, and my mother's from the suburbs, but I was raised in Princeton. Moved away and came back after my oldest was born.
Well, I tell you what, Quinta, great talking with you. A pleasant conversation. I feel like I've learned a lot about the flower business since I've talked with you, and certainly encourage anyone who is looking for flowers or arrangements of the sort to give you a holler. And yeah, that should be great. Again, 14 Elm Place in Princeton for Blooms. Thank you so much, Quinta.
Thank you for having me, and it's been great.
Again, if you missed any part of this interview, you'll be able to catch it online at PrincetonNewsNow.com. And if you'd like to have your business featured as part of the Greatest Comeback series that we're doing, get in touch by calling 815-875-8014 or 815-872-1490 or emailing us on air at PrincetonNewsNow.com.